Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got two guests in. We have Tanya and we have Hannah, and they're going to tell us all about Heartbeat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn you two up a little bit. Heartbeat, what is it?
So Heartbeat, we are a cardiac charity on the mainland, and we support individuals of all ages who have been diagnosed with congenital or cardiovascular disease. And we support the work of the Wessex Cardiac Unit at Southampton Hospital.
All right.
So we provide specialist equipment, training and facilities to the unit, but we also fundraise against pioneering projects and research to enhance heart health.
Right. Okay. So if you have to go across to Southampton from here to whatever it is they're going to do in Southampton, is there somewhere they can stay? Or?
Yes. So Heartbeat's biggest asset is Rotary Heartbeat House. This is a 24-bedroom safe haven for cardiac patients' families to stay.
Right.
For a £50 non-refundable key deposit. But they can stay as long as they need to whilst their loved ones are receiving treatment.
Wow. That's good, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. I mean, very pertinent for islanders, isn't it? That
yeah.
Because of the cost and time it takes to get to and from. And whereabouts is that? You say Southampton, is it?
So we are literally opposite the University Hospital Southampton.
Oh, handy.
So yeah. It's literally across the road, and it takes average 3 to 5 minutes walking to get up to the ward. So
yeah, most of that will be in the hospital, knowing the size of that place.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's very handy, though. It's nice to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it just for the people with the cardiac problems?
Yes.
Yes. So it couldn't be anybody else?
Unfortunately not. No. We would love to, obviously. Yeah.
No, I was just wondering. That's all.
Do pick up the house and put it for all the units.
No, but you can't do that. No.
Unfortunately not, especially because we're not government funded. So
no, you're a charity.
We're a charity relying solely on donations from supporters and corporates and businesses and people that want to get involved.
So in this house where you stay, it's not bed and breakfast, it's do it yourself, everything is...
Pretty much. We provide, obviously, the linen and make sure it's all clean and tidy, but we also have an amazing team there, so Ali and Mark and Jean, who look after the house, and they're always there to, you know, when patients' families need to talk or they get some news, whether it's good or bad, and they're there to support and be there as a listening ear.
Okay.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So, now... You are the island ambassador, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
So what does that entail?
So obviously Tanya, where the charity and Tanya are based in Southampton, it's difficult for them to get over all the time to talk to people and raise the awareness. So Tanya's asked me if I'll be the ambassador for the island just to raise more awareness and try and help do a bit of fundraising on the island. Because...
Mm-hmm.
We held a Healthy Heart Day at Key Arts yesterday, and something that came out quite sort of strongly was that the people that had come to us yesterday had never heard of Heartbeat and were completely unaware of it. And up until I met Tanya last year, I was completely unaware of it as well. So I think such a good thing that island families can utilise.
Absolutely.
Needs to be made, you know, more, you know, it needs to be more in the forefront of people's minds when things like this happen, because more often than not, if it's a, you know, a cardiac thing, it is an emergency, and that people are in so much stress at that time that, you know, anything that can be done to take some stress off of people at that point and families needs, you know, we need to raise awareness of that.
Absolutely. So it's not a new charity, is it?
No, we were established in 1992.
Ooh. So see, I'd never heard of you till today, so...
No. We're like the best kept secret, unfortunately.
So, if people want to make use of it, do they contact the charity directly, or do they go through the island ambassador, or both?
So, if they're coming over for planned cardiac surgery, invasive cardiac surgery, we normally say, obviously, contact us directly so we can obviously check the room situation. Because sometimes we do get emergency.
Of course we do. We get
families who come over in an emergency looking for somewhere to stay. But also our fantastic cardiac team at the hospital also mention Heartbeat if they found somewhere to stay for the families, and always mention us as well, which is great. Okay. And if you're looking to do some fundraising or would like to do a fundraiser for Heartbeat, then Hannah is your lady. Oh. Who will liaise with me, and we can shout about it as well on our social media platforms and everything, because we like to shout about what people do for us as well.
So people can go over there and stay in your Rotary
Heartbeat House.
Rotary Heartbeat House. But you don't cover fares?
No.
From the island? No, that's fair enough. Yeah, as long as people know.
No, exactly.
But I mean, if you can stay there rather than going to and fro each day, you're making quite a
saving. Absolutely. Exactly.
It's really quite interesting. Not just in money, but in time and stress
and going to and fro. Stress,
particularly at a difficult time when you've got somebody there. So how can people find out more about this?
So obviously Hannah and I are at our quiz tonight. Ooh. At the Royal Solent Yacht Club. There are still teams available if you'd like to come along.
Right.
We also have our website, which is www.heartbeat.co.uk. Or you can just get in contact with myself or the team on 023 80 70 60 95.
There's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
So your quiz, is it just a quiz or?
So it's a quiz and a curry.
All right.
So it saves cooking and washing up, of course, which is quite handy at times. And the funds raised from the evening will go towards Rotary Heartbeat House so that we can continue keeping the key deposit fee down.
Right.
So that we can still support families that way and take that financial stress. That financial strain away from them.
So what time does the quiz start?
So the quiz is a 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. start.
Right. Good. And how much?
So it's £25 per person, teams of up to 6 people.
Right.
Okay.
And Hannah's business, Emerald Elite VA Services Limited, have generously sponsored the event as well.
That's very good, isn't it? Yes.
Excellent. So
the Royal Solent Yacht Club.
Yes. I'm trying to think which one that is.
Yarmouth.
I know. Yes. I know it. We've been there a couple of times.
Next to Gossips.
Yeah, next to Gossips by the pier.
Gorgeous view from up there.
Oh, it is, yes. Yeah, so they have got a lift to the first floor, if that's where you're going.
Yes, they do.
They do nice food, too.
Yeah.
So Heartbeat Charity, never heard of it before, but now we have. Happy to promote that for you as best we can. You. If you've got other quizzes coming up, okay, put them on our website. You can get to our website. We've got an access a form. Fill it in. It'll go on our website and our presenters will promote those events for you. Perfect. And we'll no doubt see you around the island at some point.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us?
So because of the success of our Healthy Heart checks yesterday, we are bringing it back on the 4th of March.
Right.
At Key Arts again. So if you'd like to get involved or find out more information, do contact me directly.
So what does that involve? So, I come along and you do what?
So our Healthy Heart nurses who are qualified, unlike myself, because I wouldn't want to give you the wrong diagnosis. They'll do things like your blood pressure, your glucose. They'll have a bit of a chat with you, see your lifestyle, maybe give some advice. They can pick up if there's sort of anything
obvious.
Of a concern and sort of tell you the route to go down, whether it's GP or, maybe change this small little bit of lifestyle to...
Or go to A&E now.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, we'll have an ambulance on standby. but it's nice that we can provide those checks.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
£10 per person, and our nurses will come over and do those. You book in advance. So do contact me directly.
Again, give us plenty of notice of that.
Yep.
And we'll put it on our website to say that it's happening and we can talk about it.
Absolutely.
And,
a great thing to do.
You can come in and talk about it if you wish.
I will try.
And I will definitely be on the radio.
She will, yes.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for what you do, because I'd never heard of this before. And it's a brilliant idea, brilliant service. I gather Rotary's involved from the name of the house.
Rotary, yes. We couldn't be more thankful and grateful for what they do. Rotary District 1110, all the Rotary clubs, they've been involved for many years and... they get behind us so much. They do a pledge each year for 3 years at a time, where the funds that they raise go towards the house, which we're extremely excited to announce that we've had planning permission to renovate the lower part of the house,
right.
So that we can provide more accessible rooms to be more inclusive. Which, obviously, being an old house of over 30 years, it does need a little bit of TLC.
But it can't be cheap to run either, can it?
No, at the moment, obviously, with water and the utility bills creeping up, we're looking about £90,000 a year to run the house.
Yeah.
So for us, it's an incredible asset. It's one of our biggest assets.
Yeah.
And without that, the families wouldn't be able to, especially if you've been travelling from a distance, as well as the island, you don't want to be commuting every day.
No,
and
you don't.
It's a lifesaver for the families to be able to be that close. Mm.
A very valuable asset, isn't it?
And for the patients as well, because they're not then stressed and worked up and anxious of when's my loved one going to get here, which makes their sort of, you know, going recovery through surgery better. And their recovery better, because they're not as stressed and anxious.
Brilliant.
They don't feel the guilt either. They're like, when I was in hospital in Southampton, it was like, you want people to come and see you, because obviously it's a bit of a lonely time, but you're also like, but I also don't want them to have to pay for the ferry, and like, so you do feel guilty about it as well, so takes all that away.
Just give us the website address again, please.
It's www.heartbeat.co.uk.
Well, thank you for coming in, and good luck with all that you do.
And thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.